Now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Can you see my screen?
Not yet. Yes, now I can see.
सर्वेभ्यो नमस्काराः. अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः हल्सन्धिप्रकरणे ऋत्वप्रकरणे नश्चव्यप्रशान् इत्यतः आरभ्यते. येनाक्षरसमां नायमधिगम्यमहेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः. वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्. मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते. ऋत्वप्रकरणम् आरब्धं समस्सुटि इति सूत्रेण. सम् इति उपसर्गस्य सुटिपरे ऋत्वं भवति सूत्रार्थः. सम् सुकर्ता इति स्थिते मकारस्य ऋत्वे, ततः पूर्णे ऋत्वप्रकरणे एव सूत्रद्वयं सर्वत्र यत्र वा यत्र यत्र ऋत्वं भवति तत्र सर्वत्र सूत्रद्वयं सूत्रद्वयस्य प्रवृत्तिः भवति. अत्रानुनासिकः पूर्वस्य तु वा इति सूत्रेण रोः पूर्वस्य वर्णस्य अनुनासिकः विधीयते विकल्पेन. अनुनासिकाभावे तु अनुनासिकात् परोनुस्वारः इत्यनेन अनुस्वारः विधीयते. तस्मात् यत्र ऋत्वं विधीयते तत्र रूपद्वयं साधारणतया सिद्ध्यति. एकं तु अनुनासिकसहितं रूपम्, अन्यत्तु अनुस्वारसहितं रूपम्. ऋत्वे कृते ऋत्वस्य विसर्जनीयः अपि सामान्यतः भवति खर्वसानयोर्विसर्जनीयः इत्यनेन. विसर्जनीयस्य भिन्ना गतिः भवति. एकत्र तु विसर्जनीयस्य सह, खरिपरे विसर्जनीयस्य सह स्यात् इत्यनेन सत्त्वं स्यात्. अथवा सम्पुङ्कानां सो वक्तव्यः इत्यनेन सम्पुङ्कान् इत्येतेषां त्रयाणां विसर्गस्य सकारः नित्यमेव भवति. विसर्जनीयस्य सह इत्यनेनैव प्राप्ते तदपवादत्वेन वाशिरि इत्यनेन विकल्पेन सत्त्वे प्राप्ते सम्पुङ्कानां सो वक्तव्यः इत्यनेन पुनः नित्यत्वेन सकारः विधीयते. अग्रिमं सूत्रमासीत् पुमः खै अम्परे. समस्सुटि पुमः खै अम्परे. अम्परे खै पुंशब्दस्य रुहुः स्यात् वृत्तं भवति. अत्रापि पुनः अनुनासिकः अनुस्वारः विसर्जनीयस्य खरवसानयोर्विसर्जनीयसः विसर्जनीयस्य स्थाने सम्पुङ्कानां सो वक्तव्यः इत्यनेन सत्त्वे पुंस्कोकिलः पुंस्कोकिलः पुंस्पुत्रः पुंस्पुत्रः इत्यादिरीत्या रूपाणि दृष्टानि. सो डिड् एनिबडी फैंड औट् हौ मेनि रूपल्स् वुड् बि पासिबल् फार् संस्कृत? वि सा द 108 फार्म्स् आफ् संस्कृत. वाट् अबौट् संस्कृत? Anybody tried? Muthu Subramanian ji says it is 36. Could somebody explain how we get 36 forms? Can you try? As he says, the dvitva will not apply for takara because there is no repha or a yanvarna. Samskarta, where we did the takara, we doubled and then tripled the takara using achorahabhyam dve and yanomayo dve vachye. Both of them will not apply in Samskrita because you have an ach there, r and ta. There is no sanyuktakshara, there is no repha to apply achorahabhyam dve or a yanvarna to apply yanomayo dve vachye. So there is no dvitva for takara. The takara will remain single. Also, we cannot apply the anoprakrhyasya anunasikaha because there is no an at the end. It has to be an an, a, e, u, one of those at the end. Here it is a makara at the end in Sanskritam. So you cannot apply anoprakrishyasya anunasika. So if we come backwards, with anoprakrishyasya anunasika we had 108 forms. Since that sutra cannot apply, this thing was cut down to 54, chatushpanchashat rupani. And then there also we have to divide by 3, because the dvitva, there are two steps which we are not applying, which is dvitva for takara and this. So it comes to 18. How did you get 36 forms? Is it possible to get 36? Anoprakrishyasya will not apply, because the form is Sanskritam, with the pratyaya added, not just Sanskrita. Sanskrita is not a pada. In Sanskarta, even though it is true that there also we add supratyaya, but then the supratyaya gets lopa by other sutras, and the final form is Sanskarta. So at the end we have an and, and we can get anoprakrishyasya anunasika, whereas if it is Sanskritam, that will also not apply. So we have 18 forms of Sanskrita. Right? Okay. Any doubts from previous class? Said something about Sthaniyadbhava. Sthaniyadbhava is actually not so easy to understand, but I think your question was how do we get Sthaniyadbhava for some, because I don't remember what was the question. Where was the Sthaniyadbhava doubt? What point? For Sakara, we assume there is no Sthaniyadbhava. Why? Sthaniyadbhava for what? Sthaniyadbhava is not a very plain thing, as there is just Sthaniyadbhava or not. Sthaniyadbhava does not mean that whatever is the Adesha is not Sthani. There it is an Sthaniyadbhava has lot of conditions which surround it. There's one thing to what are we doing the Adesha, what is the Adesha, what is the Sthani, what is the Karya which we are trying to do now, and a lot of things. For example, if you say you cannot consider Sakara is Makara by Sthaniyadbhava, because Makara has been replaced by Sakara, and the dvitva is an alvidhi. Dvitva always happens to a single letter, and therefore it is an alvidhi, and so there is no sthaniyadbhava when we are trying to do dvitva for sakara. Right. So, achah parasmin purvavidhav will also not apply here. Yeah, correct. Achah parasmin purvavidhav will not apply here, because the Karya is not the Purva Vidhi. Ajah Parasmin Purva Vidhav has three conditions to apply. One is that Paranimittaha Ajadeshaha. The basic point here, it is not an Ajadesha at all, because it is an Adesha for Makara. Makara is replaced by Rutva. Rutva is applied by Visarga. And also if you consider Visarga is being replaced by Sakara. So if you think Sakara is an Ajadesha, even then it is not Achah Parasmin Purva Vidhav. Purva Vidhav, Achah Parasmin Purva Vidhav will apply only when the Karya which has to be done is a Purva Vidhi. This is not a Purva Vidhi. This is the Vidhi for the Adesha and not a Purva Vidhi. That is why Achah Parasmin Purva Vidhav also cannot apply here. even if it could, we already have na padanta dvirvachana. In case of dvirvachana, there is no sthanivad bhava at all. Even if by chance this would apply, but this does not apply at all. Okay. So, I think we can move on to the next sutra. अग्रिमं सूत्रमस्ति ऋत्वप्रकरणमेव अनुवर्त्यते नश्चव्यप्रशान् इस नेक्स्ट सूत्र विच इस इन द सेम सीरीज समस्सुटि पुमखय्यं परे एंड नश्चव्यप्रशान् परत्रयमस्ति नः छवि अप्रशान् इत्यर्थः मतुवसोरु संबुद्धो छन्दसि इत्यतः रुहु इति अनुवर्तते पुमःखय्यं परे इत्यतः अम्परे इत्यपि अनुवर्तते पदस्य इत्यधिकारः अस्ति नः पदस्य नः इति पदस्य इत्यस्य विशेषणं विशेषणं चेत् येन विधिस्तदन्तस्य विशेषणं तदन्तस्य संज्ञा स्यात् वेर् एवर् वि हेव् एन् अब्जेक्टिव् द विशेषणविशेष्यभावः वि हेव् तदन्तविधि नः इस् अ विशेषण टु पदस्य सो इट् विल् गिव् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् नकारान्तस्य पदस्य अम्परे छवि पुमःखय्यं परे इत्यतः अम्परे इति अनुवर्तते छवि इति सूत्रे श्रूयते उभयमपि सप्तमीभक्तिः छवि अर्थात् छव् वर्णे परे छठत झटत खफ छठथ छकारादारभ्य झटतव् इत्यत्र वकारपर्यन्तं प्रत्याहारः छव् इति छव् वर्णे परे कीदृशे छवि अम्परे छवि छव् वर्णात् परत्वेन अम्वर्णः अस्ति चेत् अम्परे छवि नकारान्तस्य पदस्य रुः स्यात् ऋत्वं स्यात् अप्रशान् प्रशान् इति शब्दस्य तु ऋत्वं न भवति इत्यर्थः अम्परे छवि नकारान्तस्य पदस्य रुः स्यात् न तु प्रशान् शब्दस्य वेन् ए वर्ड् एण्डिङ्ग् वित् नकार इस् फालोड् बै अ छव् वर्ण छठथ झटत विच् इन् टर्न् इस् फालोड् बै एन् अम् वर्ण देन् वि हेव् ऋत्वा फार् द नकारान्त वर्ड् शाङ्गिन् छिन्धि इत्यस्ति शाङ्गिन् इति सम्बोधनं नकारन्तः पुल्लिङ्गः शाङ्गिन् शब्दः तस्य सम्बोधने हे शाङ्गिन् छिन्धि इत्यर्थे शाङ्गिन् इति पदं नकारान्तं पदं तस्य छकारः अस्ति छकारात् परत्वेन इकारः अस्ति इकारः अम्वर्णः अम्परे छवि छकारे नकारान्तस्य पदस्य ऋत्वं स्यात् नकारान्तं पदं अम्परे छवि ऋत्वम् इत्यनेन नकारस्य स्थाने अलोन्त्यस्य इत्यनेन अन्त्यस्य नकारस्य ऋत्वं ऋत्वे कृते शाङ्गिर् छिन्धि पुनः पश्यामः शाङ्गिर् छिन्धि नश्चव्यप्रशान् इत्यनेन ऋत्वे ततः अत्रानुनासिकः पूर्वस्य तु वा इत्यनेन अनुनासिकः अनुनासिके कृते रेफस्य खरवसानयो विसर्जनीयः इत्यनेन विसर्गादेशः विसर्गादेशे कृते विसर्जनीयस्य सः इत्यनेन सकारः खरिपरे विसर्जनीयस्य सः स्यात् शाङ्गिन्स् छिन्धि ततः स्तोहुश्चुनाश्चुः इत्यनेन सकारस्य श्चुत्वे शाङ्गिश्चिन्धि इति रूपम् इदं तु अनुनासिकपक्षे अनुस्वारपक्षे शाङ्गिंश्चिन्धि इति अनुस्वारः दृश्यते अनुनासिकः अनुनासिकवद्रूपमेकम् अनुस्वारवद्रूपमपरम् So the steps are all the same as what we saw in say Pumskokilaha or Samskarta, except that the sattva, this sutra, Visarjaniyasya saha is the only change. There we applied Sampunkanam so vaktavyaha, here we apply Visarjaniyasya saha. Right? Why do we have to use Sampunkanam so vaktavyaha there? And why not Visarjaniyasya saha? I told this already in the beginning of this lesson. So I'm just trying to see if you got it. Why can we not use Visarjaniyasya saha when it is say Pum Kokilaha or Samkarta? Anybody? अनुस्वारः अस्ति चेदपि मुत्तुसुब्रह्मण्यन् जी इस् करेक्ट् बट् ऐम् लुकिङ्ग् एट् सम्बडि सम्बडि एल्स् टु आन्सर् सो अनुस्वारः अस्ति चेदपि विसर्गस्य विषये कः खेदः पूर्वत्र यत्किमपि भवतु खरिपरे विसर्जनीयस्य सत्त्वं भवति इति सूत्रार्थः विसर्जनीयस्य सः इत्यस्य तत्रापि पुंह कोकिलः इत्यत्र वा संस्कर्ता इत्यत्र वा विसर्जनीयस्य सः इति प्राप्नोत्येव किमर्थं न भवति वै शुड् वि यूस् विसर्जनीयस्य सः हियर् एण्ड् वै डु वि यूस् सम्पुङ्कानां सो वक्तव्यः देर् इस् दर् अ डिफ़रेन्स् इन् बोत् केसस् थिङ्ग् इस् इन् बोत् केसस् वि नीड् सकार एस् अ नित्य दट् इस् देर् सकार शुड् हेपन् कम्पल्सरिलि देर् इस् नो आप्शन् रैट् सो this sutra is also a compulsory sutra. Visarjaniyasaha is not optional. It says sattva will happen always and sampunkanam so vaktavyaha also tells sattva. So why do we need the two sutras? Can we not manage with visarjaniyasaha? I thought it was a very easy question. I almost prevented myself from asking it. But yeah. Somebody? Oh, hello?
Namaste.
Huh?
I don't have in front of the sutra number. Is that Viprathishetha issue and has to do with
no, my question is why do we need sampunkanam so vaktavyaha at all? Because we already have visarjaniyasya saha, which tells that whenever visarga is followed by a khar varna, even in pumph kokilaha the kakara is khar and in samskarta the sakara is also khar, we can use visarjaniyasya saha to get sattva. Why do we have sampunkanam so vaktavyaha?
By this, maybe you cannot go back and do anything else with the other sutras. Is that
no?
Because it's in the Upadhiti.
Huh?
You cannot go back. It's
you don't need to go back anywhere. It's still, I mean, there is no asiddhatva applying here. Previous to it, it involves other sutras other than just visarjaniyasaha and sampunkanam so. There is something else which is obstructing the application of visarjaniyasya saha. To overcome that obstruction, we need sampunkanam so vaktavyaha. Okay. So, the thing is, we have visarjaniyasya saha, which is correct, but after visarjaniyasya saha, as an exception to visarjaniyasya saha, we have a sutra called va shari. Visarjaniyasya saha tells khari pare visargasya sattvam syat. Va shari tells shari pare, if that khar happens to be shar, that is shar shar sa, then it is an optional sakara. So to prevent that optional sakara, va shari prevents the application of visarjaniyasya saha. Now to overcome vashari, we need a compulsory sattva again, which is given by sampunkanam so vaktavyaha, right? So to prevent of vashari, we have sampunkanam so vaktavyaha. Now another question is, sampunkanam so vaktavyaha an exception to only vashari or any other sutra? Is it needed only to overcome vashari, or do we need it to overcome any other sutra also? no numbers. This doesn't have anything to do with numbers actually. I mean, even though it is in Purvatra Siddham, this particular thing does not depend on the numbers. I'm asking, say, for example, let me give a be specific. In Pums Kokilaha, when we have Pums Kokilaha, Vashari will not apply because it is not a Shar Varna. Kakara is not Shar. So why can't we use Visarjaniyasya Saha there? Said in Samskarta it was correct. We had Visarjaniyasya Saha which was overcome by Vashari. To prevent that we again used Sampunkanam So Vaktavyaha. What about Pums Kokilaha? Why do we need Sampunkanam So Vaktavyaha in Pums Kokilaha or Pums Putraha? Their Kakara and Pakara is not Shar. Higher priority because it is later? No. In Purvatra Siddham, this logic does not apply. It will actually have a higher priority if it were earlier. So that's not done. And even if Hema says Makara will be deleted, which is only in Samskarta, the Makara, if the Makara is deleted optionally, then we don't have a Sakara or Visarga, so the question only does not arise. Specific rule dealing with some pum. Why do you need pum? Take off pum. Why do you have to include pum in that? If our examples are pum scopula. Is it because it has to be a pratyaya? No. Not that it has to be a pratyaya. It has nothing to do with the. I mean, you are somewhere close to the answer, but that's not the exact answer. Tell you the same logic. Even in Pums Putraha or Pums Kokilaha, there is some other rule which is obstructing the application of Visarjaniyasya Saha. To overcome that rule, we need Sampunkanam So Vaktavyaha. And that rule is not Vashari, because there is no Sharvarna here. There is some other rule which obstructs the application of Visarjaniyasya Saha, and that is why we have Anati Pratyaya. No. I think you people remember vaguely something it has to do with the Pratyaya, but what is it? What rule do we have to overcome in case of Pums Kokilaha and Pums Putra? Ampare does not have anything to do with this particular question. I hope I made the question clear. My question is, if Sampunkanam So Vaktavyaha were not there, what would have happened in Pumh Kokilaha or Pumh Putraha? Is the question. There is one answer from Ravi. Anybody else? There is a sutra, kupoh kaspocha. We get either jihvamuliya or upadhvaniya. Optionally. No, we have kupoh kaspocha. In case of, that is where we dealt with, is it a pratyaya or not a pratyaya? That's where we had the question. If it is a pratyaya, then kupoh kaspocha would have applied. To overcome kupoh kaspocha, we had to use sampunkanam so vaktavyaha. If we consider that Unadi Pratyayas are derived and are not derived and there is no Pratyaya, the Sakara is not of Pratyaya, Then there is another sutra which tells idudupadhasya tapratyasya, which would have applied to give kshatva. To prevent that, we have sampunkanam so vaktavyaha, which gives sattva. Clear? So in samskarta, in the absence of this, vashari would have applied to give an optional sattva. To prevent that, we used sampunkanam so vaktavyaha, which gives a nitya sattva. In case of pumskokilaha or pumsputraha, kuppoh kahpocha would have applied to give jihvamuliya or upadhaniya in one case, or idudupadhasya chapratyaha would have applied to give a shatva. To prevent both of these, we use sampunkanam so vaktavyaha and we get sattva. Right? Okay. So there is one more question which was raised by Sadagopanji, where he says we are in the Asiddha Kanda, that is Tripadi, and still we are applying 837 and then going back to 832 or 834, which is Ananasika Karona Swaraha. How? Because the Purvatra Siddham is not for sutra to sutra, it applies to Prakarana and Prakarana. The Prakarana says Atra Anunasikaha. Atra, by Atra, Panini means Rup Prakarana. Therefore, this Nashtavya Prashan or any of the Rutva Sutras are not Asiddha to this Sutra. Atra Anunasika Purvasyatuva or Anunasika Parvana Swaraha. Because they specifically say in the Rutva Prakarana. The Rutva Prakarana includes whatever is included in the Rutva Prakarana will be visible to these two Sutras. Atra Anunasika Purvasyatuva and Anunasika Parvana Swaraha. That is why we first do Rutva. And then use either Atra Anunasika Purvasyatuva or Anunasika Paro Anuswaraha to get Anunasika and Anuswara. Okay. Okay. So can we move on? Okay. So we have Shangish Chindi and Shangish Chindi. Here, since first thing it is not Sampum or Kan, and also this is not Shar. So Vashari will not apply. This is not Kuppohu, Kavarga or Pavarga. Therefore, Kuppoh Kahpocha will also not apply and Idudupathasya Sapratyaha also will not apply. So because of that, there is no obstruction of any sutra. We directly use Visarjaniyasya Saha and get a Sakara. Right? Shanginsh Chindhi, Shangimsh Chindhi. Similarly, Chakrin Trayasva. Chakrin is nakarantam padam, ampare chavi, takara paratra repaha asti, repaha am. So I think there was a question which was raised last class, that why say am, why not say ach, right? So we couldn't find an answer in the previous sutra. The question was pumakhayi ampare, Panini says, why include the pratyahara am, why not just say ach? Because whether Pumsko Kilaha or Pumsputraha or whatever other examples which are given for Pumakhayampare, Pumschali or other examples, everywhere you have only a Achvarna which is following the Khaivarna. So why does Panini extend the Pratyahara to Am? Okay. So in that particular sutra, even though I looked up, I could not find any form which had a letter which was not Ach after the Khai. But in this sutra, we do find an application for Ampare. The Ampare is being Anuvritti from Kumakhayampare. And here, that is why he gives a second example, Trayasva, where Takara and Repha is there. For Repha, we need an extension of Ach. But the question still remains what he could have said, Atti. At is Pratyahara, which also includes Repha. Why extend it till Am? For that, we need some Rupa which has Nyamanganana, one of those letters after the Khai letter or the Chav letter. If anybody can find such an example anytime, please tell. I'll also be looking out. Ampare Khai, Ampare Chavi, Nakarantam Padam, Tat Agre Asti Takaraha, Takaraha Chav Varnaha, Tatahparatvena Asti Repaha, Repaha Am Varnaha, Ampare Chavi, Nakarasya Rutvam Syat. Rutvam Anunasikaha Visargaha Sattvam Chakrim Strayasva Anuswara Pakshe Chakrim Strayasva Padasya Kim Khanti. We saw that the Padasya is an Adhikara. Only if it is a Nakaranta Pada. If the Nakaranta particle is a Pada, then only sattva or rutva will happen. If it is not a pada, for example, we have han and ti. Han iti dhatuhu, ti pratyaya. Han ityasya apadatvat atra na bhavati. In this case, when you have han and ti, even though it is ampare chavi, the other conditions are satisfied, but we do not get rutva here because han is not a pada, it is a dhatu. Han tu i. छवर्णः तकारः अस्ति तत्परत्वेन अम्बर्णोऽपि अस्ति किन्तु हनु इत्यस्य अपदत्वात् न भवति अम्परे किं वै से अम्परे सन् सरुः इत्यस्ति सन् तु स् अरुः नकारान्तं पदमस्ति अग्रे छवर्णः अपि अस्ति किन्तु सकारः अम्वर्णः नास्ति सिन्स् दिस् इस् नाट् अम् द अम्परे छवि कण्डीशन् इस् नाट् साटिस्फैड् That is why we do not get rutva here. San saruhu. Saruhu khadga muhtihi. He says the cover of a sword is called saru. Aprashantu. The sutra also tells naha chavi aprashan. Prashan shabdasya rutvam na bhakti. So why that condition? When you have prashan tanoti, you have all conditions satisfied. There is Prashan, Nakarantam Padamasti, Tataparatvena Takaraha Chavvarnaha, Akaraha Amvarnaha. All conditions are satisfied, but still, since the Sutra specifically says, Naha Chavi Aprashan, Prashan Shabdase Ruttum Namhavati. Okay? Any doubts? अग्रिमं सूत्रमस्ति नृन् पे सेम् द ऋत्वप्रकरण इस् बीङ्ग् कण्टिन्यू नृन् पे पदद्वयमस्ति मतुवसोरुसम्बुद्धो छन्दसि इत्यतः रु इति अनुवर्तते नृन् इति लुप्तषष्ठ्यन्तं पदम् यु शुड् एक्चुलि हव् बीन् नृनः बिकास् हि सेस् फार् द वर्ड् नृन् ओके बट् द षष्ठी विभक्ति इस् नाट् सीन् इट् स्टिल् मीन्स् इट् हेस् द केरीस् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् षष्ठी इट् मीन्स् नृन् इति शब्दस्य पे पकारे परे रुः स्यात् रुत्वं भवति वेन् द वर्ड् नृन् इस् फालोड् बै पकार वि गेट् रुत्व फार् द नकार नृन् इत्यस्य रुः स्यात् वा पकारे परे नृन् इति ऋकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गः नृशब्दः तस्य द्वितीया विभक्तिः बहुवचनम् So nrun, it is there from nru. Nru is a word which means naraha. But it means a man, but the words are different. There is an akaranta pullinga called narashabda, which declines as naraha, narau, naraha. There is also a nrishabda, which declines as na, narau, naraha. Okay? Na, narau, naraha, naram, narau, nrun. Dityayabhakta bahuvachane nrun iti rupam. Nrun pahi. इत्यस्ति चेत् अतः नरान् मनुष्यान् पाहि इत्यर्थे नकारस्य स्थाने रेफः अनेन सूत्रेण नृन् पे इत्यनेन रेफे नृर् पाहि ततः अनुनासिकः अत्रानुनासिकः पूर्वस्य तु वा इत्यनेन अनुनासिकः अथवा अनुनासिकात् परोनुस्वारः इत्यनेन अनुस्वारः नृर् पाहि नृन्ृ पाहि रेफस्य विसर्गः खरवसानयोर्विसर्जनीयः इत्यनेन उभयत्र रेफस्य स्थाने विसर्जनीयः इदानीं किं भवति इति प्रश्नः नृह् पाहि यतोहि सम्पुङ्कानां सो वक्तव्यः इति न भवति सम्पुङ्कान् किमपि नास्ति अतः तस्य सूत्रस्य प्रवृत्तिः नास्ति विसर्जनीयस्य सः इत्यनेन विसर्जनीयः स्यात् किन्तु तद्बाधित्वा as is we get visarjaniyasya saha we should get a sakara adesha by using visarjaniyasya saha but there is an exception to that rule which is kupoh kaspaucha we saw this sutra earlier but the actual sutra is here padatrayam asti kupoh kah paucha visarjaniyasya saha iti sutrat visarjaniyasya iti anuvartaka विसर्जनीयस्य इति षष्ठी विभक्तिः अर्थात् विसर्गस्य स्थाने कुप्वोः इति सप्तमी कवर्गे कु पु इति शब्दस्य सप्तमी द्विवचनं कुप्वोः कवर्गे पवर्गे च परे कु इत्युक्ते कवर्गः पु इत्युक्ते पवर्गः तयोः परयोः वेन् फालोड् बै इदर् कवर्ग आर् पवर्ग कः पौ स्तः कः पौ इति प्रथमाविभक्तिः द्विवचनं कः क इति जिह्वामूलीयः प इति उपध्मानीयः जिह्वामूलीयः उपध्मानीयश्च भवति विसर्गस्य स्थाने कवर्गे पवर्गे च परे जिह्वामूलीय उपध्मानीयौ भवतः इत्यर्थः च इत्यनेन कुप्पोः कः पौ च इत्युक्तं च इत्यनेन विसर्गोऽपि भवति सो द सेम् सूत्र डस् टु थिङ्ग्स् वन् इस् इट् रिप्लेसस् विसर्ग वित् इदर् जिह्वामूलीय आर् उपध्मानीय आर् इट् आल्सो रिप्लेसस् विसर्ग वित् विसर्ग सो दट् सत्त्वा केनाट् अप्लै So there are two forms which can be derived from this sutra. One is a form with either jihva muliya or upadhaniya, and the other is a form with visarga. Kavarge pavarge chapare visarjaniyasya kramat jihva muliya upadhaniya staha. Arthat kavarge pare jihva muliya adeshaha, pavarge pare upadhaniya adeshaha. Chat visargaha, cha iti uktatvat visargopi bhavati. I think I'll cover this slide later. There are a few things about Kapocha. We'll go back to our form, which was Nrun Pahi. Nrun Pe Ittenena Nakarasya Sthane Rutve Nrur Pahi. Tathaha Anunasikaha Anuswaraha Tasya Sthane Visargaha. Idanim Pavarge Pare. Arthat Pakare Pare. Visargasya Sthane Kupov Kapocha Ittenena Ji. उपध्मानीयः भवति नृः पाहि नृं पाहि इति कुप्पोः कः पौ च इत्यनेन उपध्मानीयादेशः चात् विसर्गः इत्युक्तत्वात् विसर्गस्य स्थाने विसर्ग एव भवति नृः पाहि नृः पाहि सो बै द सेम् सूत्र वि आल्सो गेट् विसर्ग रिप्लेसिङ्ग् विसर्ग सो दट् दर् इस् नो सत्त्व रैट् सो द And then Rutva Bhave, as we saw Nrun Pe, the Rutva itself is an optional sutra. So when you don't have the Rutva itself, then we have one more form which is Nrun Pahi. So there are five forms together. One form is, when you don't do the Rutva, since Rutva is an optional, when Rutva does not apply, it remains as it is, which is Nrun Pahi. When we do Rutva and Visarga, If the Visarga is replaced by Upadhaniya, we have two forms. One is Anuswara and one with Anunasika. And if the Visarga is replaced by Visarga, that is it remains as Visarga, then we have two more forms. Altogether we have five forms for Nrun plus Pahi. Okay, I have a question here. Kupoh Kapocha is the sutra which gives Jihvamuliya and Upadhaniya. We all know what is Jihvamuliya and what is Upadhaniya. It says Jihvamuliya is a letter which is half visarga which occurs before kakara or khakara. We have Ramah Kaha or Ramah Khanati. In both cases we have Jihvamuliya. Similarly for pakara and khakara we have Upadhaniya. Antahpuram or Antahphalati. For Pakara and Pakara we have Upadhmani. So the Sutra tells Kavarge Pavarge cha Pare. Right? It does not say Kakara Khakara Yohu Parayohu or Pakara Phakara Yohu Parayohu. It says it includes the entire Kavarga and the entire Pavarga. So why do we not get Jihvamuliya or Upadhmaniya? When the third, fourth or fifth letter is there, say for Ga, Gha or Nga, we never get Jihvamuliya. For Pa, Pha, Ba, Bha, Ma, we never get Upadhaniya. Why is it so? When the Sutra tells any letter of the Kavarga, if Visarga is followed by any letter of the Kavarga, we can get Jihvamuliya. Why is it that we see Jihvamuliya or Upadhaniya only for the first two letters? हीरालाल जी
there it relates to only ka and kha pa and fa only whereas here it relates to the entire varg ka varg and pa varg that is all ka 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 anga and pa 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 ha that is why this entire varg is not jiva mule you are upadvani
no I didn't not understand why is it only where does it relate only to the first two letters
where we have that Jivabuli and Uptvaniya, they relate only to the first two letters.
Why? That is the question. Why only to the first two letters?
That is the sutra that we find all the roots which are Dantavya and Talavya, Jivabuli.
There it does not say anything. It just says Jivabuli is Jivabulam. Jivamuliya arises from Jivamula or that Upadmaniya arises from that. There, this is the only sutra which gives Jivamuliya or Upadmaniya. Let me tell you, Guppo Kappaucha. And it says you can get Jivamuliya or Upadmaniya when any letter of the Varga is there. The sutra literally tells that. But it is a fact that Jivamuliya or Upadmaniya can happen only if there is Kakara Khakara or pakara phakara why so is the question ha kumuditi hello no microphone yeah she is also corrected because of the fact that visarga is never found before इधर गघंग और बभमा राइट वाई सो बिकॉज द सूत्र विच गिव्स विसर्ग इज खरवसानयोर विसर्जनीय इट सेज खरी परे विसर्ग इज ऑब्टेन्ड ओनली व्हेन देयर इज अ खर वर्ण फॉलोइंग द खर वर्ण इंक्लूड्स ओनली द फर्स्ट टू लेटर्स ऑफ द वर्ग सो वी हैव अ विसर्ग बिफोर ककार और खकार एंड वी हैव एन ऑप्शन ऑफ अ विसर्ग अकरिंग बिफोर pakara or phakara but in case of mrudu vyanjana that is ga gha nga or ba bha ma there is no visarga at all we cannot get a visarga in case of either ga gha nga or ba bha ma that is why this cannot convert even though kuppo kappaucha says that you can get a jiva mulya or padmaniya when visarga is followed by any letter of the kavarga Visarga is never followed by any other letter other than ka and kha. Yes, kharvasana yor visarjaniya is the only sutra which gives visarga. Other than we have these sutras like vashari and some sutras, but all of them apply only there, which is khar. Other than khar, there is no other case where you can get a visarga. Right? Okay. Now there was something with kuppo kappaucha. I'm not sure if I should go into it now. I think I'll finish the Rutva Prakarana today, and there is a bit more left with kuppo kappaucha, a bit of Siddhanta Shastra Chintana, which we'll do next class. Okay. Agrimam Sutram Bhavati Kan Amredite. पदद्वयमस्ति कान् आम्रेडिते नृन् पे इति वदेव कान् आम्रेडिते मतुवचोरु छन्दसि इत्यतः रु इति अनुवर्तते कान् इति पुनः लुप्तषष्ठ्यन्तं पदं हियर् आल्सो इट् शुड् हाव् बीन् कान् शब्दस्य कानः इति षष्ठी लुप्ता वि डु नाट् हियर् द षष्ठी बट् इट् स्टिल् मीन्स् कान् इति शब्दस्य आम्रेडिते परे आम्रेडितं तस्य परम् आम्रेडितं विरुक्तस्य परं रूपम् आम्रेडितसमयं स्यात् हि स्टडीड् इन् अत्सन्धि प्रकरण आम्रेडिता इस् द नेम् विच् इस् गिवन् टु द सेकेण्ड् पार्ट् वेन् एवर् देर् इस् अ द्वित्व द सेकेण्ड् पार्ट् इस् काल्ड् आम्रेडिता आम्रेडिते परे तादृशे आम्रेडिते परे रुः स्यात् रुः इति प्रथम ऋत्वं भवति अलोन्त्यस्य इति परिभाषया अन्त्यस्य नकारस्य सप्ले एव्रिवेर् वेर् एवर् वि डू ऋत्व इट् इस् आल्वेस् फोर् द लास्ट् वर्ण by alantyasya सो द सूत्र सूत्रार्थ इज कान नकारस्य कान शब्दस्य यः नकारः तस्य रुः स्यात् आम्रेडिते परे आम्रेडिते परे तस्य रुत्वं भवति कान इत्यस्ति तत्र नित्यवीप्सयोः इत्यनेन कान शब्दस्य द्वित्वं सो वीप्सा मीन्स अगेन एंड अगेन फॉर एग्जांपल कान कान पृच्छामः हू ऑल शुड वी आस्क इति अर्थे वीप्सार्थे दैट इज व्हाट वी कॉल वीप्सा वीप्सा इज अगेन एंड अगेन सो दट इज कान एंड कान द्वित्वं भवति द्वित्वे कृते अस्य द्वितीय कान शब्दस्य आम्रेडित संज्ञा अस्ति तदानीं कानाम्रेडिते इत्यनेन पूर्वस्य नकारस्य ऋत्वं भवति कार कान ऋत्वे कृते अत्रानुनासिकपूर्वस्य तु वा अथवा अनुनासिकात् पर्वनुस्वारः इत्यनेन कार काम्र करवसानयो विसर्जनीयः इत्यनेन विसर्जनीयः काम् कान् काम् कान् ततः सम्पुङ्कानां सम्पुङ्कान् इति वार्तिके त्रयः शब्दाः उपात्ताः संशब्दः सम् इत्युपसर्गः पुं शब्दः कान् इति शब्दः एतेषां सह वक्तव्यः इत्यनेन अत्र जिह्वामूल्यः प्राप्नोति वस्तुतः कुप्पोः कः पौच इत्यनेन जिह्वामूल्ये प्राप्ते तद्बाधित्वा सम्पुङ्कानां सो वक्तव्यः इत्यनेन सकारः कांस् कान् काम्स् कान् सो here actually we should get jihvamuliya because there is a visarga which is followed by a kavarga but since sampunkanam so vaktavyah specifically says kan kan shabdasya sattvam bhavati we do sattva we get two forms one is kans kan and the other is kams kan sampunkanam iti saha yadva because the sakara is by sampunkanam so vaktavyah or there is also one more way to derive this sakara which is kaskadishu cha iti agrimam sutram padadvayam asti kaskadishu cha inashaha iti purnam inaha shaha iti anuvartate visarjaniyasya saha ityataha visarjaniyasya iti anuvartate sopadadav vidyataha saha iti anuvartate kaha arthaha kaskadishu iti vishaya saptami कस्कादिगणे पठितानां शब्दानां विषये दिस् इस् सिमिलर् टु युर् शकन्ध्वादिषु पररूपं वाच्यं यु हेव् दिस् कस्कादि इस् अ गण अ ग्रूप् आफ़् वर्ड्स् इन् आल् दीस् वर्ड्स् इन् वित् रिगार्ड् टु दीस् वर्ड्स् देर् इस् इदर् षत्व आर् सत्त्व इस् वाट् हि सेस् टु डिरैव् दीस् वर्ड्स् द वर्ड्स् विच् हेव् बीन् टोल्ड् इन् दिस् गण इणः इति पञ्चमी विभक्तिः इन् इ उ ऋ हयवरट् लण् पर्यन्तं प्रत्याहारः इणः परस्य विसर्जनीयस्य विसर्गस्य स्थाने शः षत्वं भवति इट् इस् इन् आल् दीस् वर्ड्स् वेर् एवर् देर् इस् एन् विसर्ग विच् इस् प्रिसीडेड् बै एन् इन् लेटर् देर् इस् षत्व इणः परत्वाभावे तु बट् देर् आर् आल्सो सम् लेटर्स् वेर् देर् इस् नो इण् प्रिसीडिङ्ग् द विसर्ग इन् दट् केस् सः सत्त्वं भवति इट् इस् वाट् एवर् द वर्ड्स् विच् आर् बीन् टोल्ड् इन् दिस् गण विच् इस् कस्कादिगण to derive that I mean this kaskadigana is meant as an exception to kuppoh kahpaucha right the first thing it is a kahpayor apavadaha it says wherever we have kavarga or pavarga we should have got jihvamuliya as an exception to this he says kaskadishu in this gana whatever the words which are told in this gana are all where there is either sakara or shakara right so where is sakara and where is it shakara if you ask wherever there is an in which is preceding the visarga it has to be shakara wherever it is not in then it would be sakara so the question to subramanian ji is why don't we use tasminite nirdishte purvasya for kaskadishu right so there is a question wherever there is saptami there is one which we call the parasaptami where it says kaskadishu pareshu and there is something else which we call vishaya saptami in their case which is with regard to these okay the difference is vyakhyana by commentary is it parasaptami or vishaya saptami because this sutra does not mean kaskadishu pareshu kaska itself is a shabda so it does not mean that when followed by that shabda something else is happening it is in the shabda within the shabda there is some karya which is happening that is why it is interpreted as vishaya saptami for example the words which Panini has told in this gana are kaskaha Das kaha is kaha plus kaha. You see just next line. So sutrarthaha bhavati. Kaspayor apavadaha. Eshu kaskadishu. Ina uttarasya visargasya shahasyan. Anyasya tu saha. Udaharanam pashyamaha. Kas kaha ityasti. Kaha kaha ityasaha. Kaha kaha ityasthite. Kupoh kaspocha ityanena. Dishwamuliyaha praapnoti. तदभवा अपवादत्वेन अत्र कस्कः इति पठितः अर्थात् कस्कः इत्यत्र यः विसर्गः तस्य सकारः वक्तव्यः इत्यर्थः ही गिव्स् अ रेडीमेड फॉर्म सो द सूत्रार्थ डेडिकेटेड टू गेट दिस फॉर्म व्हाट वी आर डूइंग इज वी आर रिप्लेसिंग द विसर्ग विथ सकार सिमिलरली कौतस्कुतः कौतः कुतः इत्यस्ति तत्रापि विसर्गस्य स्थाने सकारः सर्पिष्कुण्डिका सर्पिः कुंडिका अत्र तु विसर्गात् प्राक् इण्वर्णः अस्ति सर्पी इति इकारः इणः परस्य षत्वं भवति इत्यनेन सर्पिष् कुंडिका इट इज डायरेक्टली ए शकार हियर इट इज नॉट इण् कः इज अकार एंड कौतः इज आल्सो अकार सो देयर इज नो इण् सो वी गेट सकार इफ देयर इज इण् इट इज शकार इफ देयर इज नो इण् इट इज सकार धनुष् कपालम धनुः प्लस कपालम इज आल्सो षत्व इट इज धनुष् कपालम Akriti Ganoyam. And this Gana is an Akriti Gana. I had told once that there are rigid classes and there are extendable classes. The rigid classes are where only the words which have been told by Panini can be are included. Whereas an Akriti Gana is where similar words can also be included by if there is Prayoga. So the words which actually Panini tells in this Gana are कस्कः कौतस्कुतः भ्रातुष्पुत्रः भ्रातुः पुत्रः भ्रातुष्पुत्रः शुनः कर्णः शुनः कर्णः शुनः इज द डॉग द इयर ऑफ अ डॉग सद्यस्कालः सद्यस्कीः साध्यस्कः कामस्कान सो यू फाइंड दैट द पॉइंट फॉर अस इज द वर्ड कामस्कान इज देयर इन दिस गण पाणिनि हैज टोल्ड कामस्कान इन द कस्कादि गण सो Because it has been told in the Gana itself, we get Sattva. We don't need Kaan in Sampunkanam Sovaktavyaha, is Dikshitar's point. We can use Sampunkanam Sovaktavyaha, which is a Vartika. But in that Vartika, the Vartikakara need not have included Kaan. Because by this Sutra, by Kaskadishucha, we would anyway have got Sattva. So the inclusion of Kaan is not needed in Sampunkanam Sovaktavyaha. Right? सर्पिष्कुण्डिका धनुष्कपालं बहिष्पलं यजुष्पात्रम् अयस्कान्तः अयः कान्तः अयस्कान्त इस् अ मैग्नेट् देर् आल्सो इन्स्टेड् आफ् अयः कान्त वि हेव् अयस्कान्त कानां रेडिते Question probably. Why use what's the point of Kaan Amredite? We can anyway treat Kaan's Kaan as a Nipata. Good question, I'll think about it.
Ayaskantaha, Tamaskandaha, Ayaskandaha, Medaspindaha, Bhaskaraha, Ahaskaraha.
So all these are the words which have been told in the Gana. So in all these cases we have sattva or shatva. Okay. So I think samska, why do we need? Actually there is also one more thing which Balamanorama says, which I don't know because the book I have which has the Gana Patha includes Kamskan in Kaskadi Gana. But the Balamanoramakara says that Kamskan is not actually in the Gana and he says Akriti Gana. That is why since this is an Akriti Gana, we can include Kamskan. Right? So in that case it would make sense for having Kanam Redite. Because when after using Kanam Redite, we have either Kamskan, Kamhukan or Kamhukan. Since we need Sattva, we can put it into the Akriti Gana and say that there is Sattva. In case there is no Nipata, we cannot treat it as a Nipata because Panini has not actually told that word. Okay. for I'll repeat the question again. Question was, why do we need kanamrete? If kamskan is there in this gana, then it can be treated as a nipata. Okay, we have already dealt with nipatas where Panini gives a ready-made form. So if kamskan is already in the gana, why does he say kanamrete? He doesn't need kanamrete at all. Even without it, we have the ready-made form which is kamskan. Because of that, we have sattva. Right. Since we have sattva, we can also have rutva also by nipatana, and we can have the ready-made form kamskan. Why need kanamrete? Is the question. Which makes sense. If kamskan is actually in the gana, it makes sense. But the Mala Manorama Vyakhyana says that kamskan is actually not told by Panini in the gana. The word kamskan is not there, is what Bala Manorama Kara says. Says this, all these words are there. Kaskaha, Kautaskutaha, Sarpishkundika, Dhanushkapalam, etc. But since this is an Akriti Gana, because of that facility of having an Akriti Gana, that is, we can add similar rupas, we can also get sattva for kamskan by this sutra, is what he says. In that case, we need kanamredite, because only if we have kanamredite, we get rutva and we get a possibility where there is a jifa mulya. To prevent that, we can put it into this gana and get kamska. But if kamskan is already in the gana, if it has been told by Panini in the gana, then we have to think about why kanamredite is there. Okay. Was that clear? Or did I confuse people? So you have to see, because my Ganapatha, which is there at the end of Siddhanta Kaumudi, includes Kamskan. But I'm not sure if it is really there or not. I have to look at it. Okay. So I hope today's thing was clear. I left a bit in between, which I'll explain in the next class. Okay. Any questions? ఏనాక్షర సమాం నాయన భగవన్ మహేశ్వర కృత్స్నం వ్యాకరణం ప్రోక్తం తస్మై పాణినియే నమః. వాక్యకారం వర రుచిం భాష్యకారం పతంజలిం పాణినిం సూత్రకారం చ ప్రణతస్మ మునిత్రయం మునిత్రయం నమస్కృత్య తదుక్తి పరిభావ్య చ వైయాకరణ సిద్ధాంత కౌముదీయం విరచ్యతే.